medical tricorder.
You're looking at your little thingamabob a bit much. Can you show them where
he is? Oh, 11. Okay, on it, yeah. 11 plus, what kind of gadget is personal equipment.
Yeah, so, great. So what are the...
Okay.
I
probably is assistant.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the only person within range.
Okay. So I understand that, you know, both you and the Bringle...
But hers is much, you know, earlier.
Wish to... All right, so it's like he gave it to his assistant?
Yeah.
Okay. So I understand that both you and they wish to join the Federation.
Oh, of course. Federation.
I'm just wondering...
Shining light in the sky.
What the, you know, what the stumbling blocks are.
Well,
what are the sticking points?
Well, you gotta understand the Bringoli, the very, you know, kind of a barbaric almost. You know, they're not ready to, you know, to handle world government. We're just trying to do what's best for all involved. You know, we're obviously, you know, the Mariposans, you know, we're obviously a bit more cosmopolitan, a bit more technologically. Ahead, you know, so obviously, you know, we should have a bit more say in the government because we know, you know, pretty much what's good for everybody. You know, and besides, they're very, you know, they're always starting fights, you know, beating up some, you know, the Bob clones just because they don't like this look. Man, what am I talking about?
I rolled this to come up with something culturally Vulcan to say about infinite diversity and infinite combination. The stupid-ass Star Trek speech that we've heard a billion times.
Right. So, you know, you say something about
infinite diversity and infinite combination.
Yeah, how they complement. They will complement your skills and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, richer culture. You know,
I wish I would make a big
one. Prime Minister says, you know, well, you know, I don't see how their culture is gonna improve their post culture. You know, obviously, you know, they're the ones who chose to stay back in the medieval age, and we're the ones who chose to move forward. You know, just because our spaceship crashed, there are only 5 survivors.
There's only 5.
Well,
like when they're all Walker, when all of them get reelected as all the Walkers get reelected. Let me understand that. That's like one fifth of their entire population is a Walker clone.
Yeah,
well, yeah. So it's not in any way some sort of weird monarchy hierarchy. It's just like we generally elect one fifth of our population.
Yeah. It always seems to be coming from this one base guy.
But there's only 5 men.
I know.
There's him, the retard, the 2 chicks,
the millionaire and his wife.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway. Okay.
So, you know, we just wanted to be, you know, we just wanted to grow up.
Okay, well,
you know,
that's one thing. Anything else?
Start up the, you know, breeding programs again. But, there were some difficulties at first, but you know, I think we can get, you know, past these problems. And
are you sure you're feeling all right?
Okay, since I've already mixed it, I've got no idea what.
All right, so you run over.
Yeah.
Give me an injection. Mm-hmm. Right now he's unconscious.
Okay. The red medical.
Okay, I called the assistant in here.
Oh my God! What happened?
I start doing medical.
He passed out. He was.
I discovered that he had the.
Rottendorf.
Rottendorf.
He seems to have a virus. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah.
You seem to have it too.
Might we check you?
What? Oh, sure.
Okay. Here, take this.
Okay.
So.
What causes that?
Have there been any Klingons on planet?
Klingons? Well, the biggest thing with Klingons would be, Danilo's drinking habits. He was very into Klingon chupa stuff.
Okay. Interesting.
But
where did he get it?
Oh, I'm sure we from
they
bought traders. Yeah, we bought it. Bought it from passing Klingon traders. He was really into, apparently it's he really liked it and it's particularly strong or something. But he was pretty much the only one who liked it.
So
it just smells horrible.
Which scan? Well,
okay.
How's
he doing?
Yeah.
Make a scan.
General medicine?
Yeah, it's a terminal.
Okay, logic? It doesn't matter.
Visual's high.
10.
Okay. Well, he used to be stable.
He's stable.
He's up to him. And once they collapse, he's only got a few minutes.
Okay.
Yes.
You good thing we lost. Yeah. Off the lot.
Good thing you died before you fell.
Yeah. Okay. So, how long is it going to be before you come around?
How contagious is this thing?
It's actually a very...
Logic, eidetic memory?
Logic.
What? Eidetic memory doesn't help?
Eidetic memory lets you...
Four.
Well, it means that you can recall anything that you...
Since I've heard of this disease, I should remember all the specifics of it.
That's not how I make eidetic memory. It means it's all in your mind, you still have to find it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why you make a roll.
Okay.
Four.
Four plus five...
You have a medical doctor.
Nine.
Hmm? You have a medical doctor with you.
Nine.
I'm a medical doctor.
No, you're not. You're a counselor. What's your medical science system? Psychology, dude. Not even close.
Don't have medical science.
And
I have first aid.
So you got 12? Or nine?
Nine.
Okay. You want to know how fast it spreads stuff? It is a... It spreads pretty quickly.
Okay.
It's actually one of those flash type diseases.
Yeah. What percentage?
2 days later, you're showing symptoms and.
What percentage of mortality are we talking about here?
Oh, in humans? Yeah, about 50%. Well, humans just seem to be a bit worse, and probably clones are probably worse.
Okay.
How many people live on this planet?
What? Oh, 2,000.
Okay, so, it can only kill half of 2,000 people. Like, billions.
But, it's mostly a contact thing.
Okay. Well, you might want
to, shake hands
tell the assistant, you probably want
to... I need to get in touch with your medical services.
General medical watch.
Yeah.
Or have been in contact with the Prime Minister.
This is...
Okay, well, in, the last 2 days?
Yeah, well, the thing is that we don't know where the Prime Minister got it from.
Have them report to their, doctors and check. Have them check for this virus.
This is really important.
Chris and I should inoculate ourselves.
All right. So you inoculate yourselves. Let's see. Well, make a administration logistics.
Administration what?
Logistics.
So this is a skill other people have?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Six.
Okay. So you set up, you talk to them and say, this is what you need to do with that. They look suitably impressed. And they set up a little plan.
Okay. Can we find out when the last time Klingon traders were here?
Okay, make a computer research.
Okay. I have to do that. No.
Okay.
Who got an 8?
You got a 3.
Temporally wait. You can't have.
Me?
Why are you? I always roll 6 when I'm rolling into it.
Okay, so, you get the record. There was a Klingon trader who passed through here a week ago.
Okay. Do you know if the Prime Minister happened to meet with them?
I think so.
No.
I mean, the Prime Minister has no need to meet with a Klingon trader. He's not into the point of vote.
So we
do we have a way to communicate with the Bringleoids? We have to go over there and talk to them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's going to be out for a while. We need to talk to him when he recovers. He's going to be sick, you know, laid up for another day or something.
So we're going to try to check out
everyone Klingon met with if we can.
Well, they've got their, you know, medical stuff set up.
Yeah.
We'll come back, talk to the Prime Minister.
We need to go to non-industrialized people who probably have been spreading the men's
industry. If you want to go pursue that, I want to go talk to the Bringleoids.
The Bringleoids, so the non-industrialized
people.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
go.
So you go around the Bringleoids, you go to
I want to go talk to what's her name?
Brenna?
Yeah.
Well, she's one of the people we need to check.
Sure. Go ahead and make a medical transfer.
Logic?
Actually, no. Equipment. Tricorder.
Sure,
I want to see if she and her father had any contact with the Klingon trader. I specifically want to see if
remarkably
if they bought any of the Klingon alcohol.
Remarkably, none of the Klingon is going to be effective.
Strange.
Not even Britta.
Okay. Did she or her father have contact with the Klingon trader?
Yeah, we made a couple of mistakes already. This disease is way too virulent.
Yeah, this is that.
There's no way it would spread because the guy would just die and not spread it. Oh well, see you.
So, did she or her father have contact with the Klingon trader? Did he buy any alcohol of that kind of stuff that he likes when they were there? Is there any left?
Well, Dal was always into the, you know, chocolate.
Right.
And, you know, he did have contact with a particular trader that would bring the ship before him.
Okay.
But, you know, after he died, we just threw it out, and nobody likes it.
Where?
Oh, actually, we buried it with
him. Okay.
I can show you.
Can we? All right.
We go to the place, and we do medicine.
Okay.
And we scan with our tricorder.
Do we scan with our tricorder? What do you want to look for? The virus?
Yeah. The virus. You know, what you look for, yeah, what killed him.
Okay. This is pretty specific. So you're going to look for the virus? You want to look for what killed him?
Yes.
It's going to be hard since he's underground.
It's possible. It's a little better if he's right next to you, but yeah. Better make a roll.
Logic?
You buried the alcohol in the coffin with him? Or did you just, like, bury it in the
ground? Oh, we just buried it next to him.
Next to him. That's is it okay if we dig it up?
If we put it back. That's fine.
Okay.
If you put it back, it's probably, you know, not too good by the
way. It's
been a month.
15.
You know, this stuff probably doesn't get any better.
15.
That's okay.
I'm rolling.
Alright. So even if you pick it up, you're gonna get the same thing. This particular batch doesn't seem to have any of the virus.
Okay.
The Danilo seems to have died of a stroke.
Okay.
I mean, you're not looking for anything really specific, though, other than what he died of.
The disease wouldn't particularly cause a strike.
No. He didn't seem to be infected with it when he died.
He did not?
No.
Okay.
I mean, so he didn't have the disease.
Can you check the alcohol for...
And the alcohol doesn't have any...
Doesn't have drugs or poisons in it?
Drugs or poisons.
Specifically anything that would induce a stroke?
So 15? No, probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, you don't think so.
Okay, okay. If the trader didn't get it, I wonder, it's almost like he was broken.
The Klingons, given that this planet is on the Romulan interzone, the Klingons wouldn't have any political interest in it.
Well, unless they thought it could start a flash war between the Federation and the humans. But that doesn't make any sense.
What's our current political state with the Klingons?
Currently, the Klingons, I believe, have just started a civil war. So the relations are a bit strained at best. You can make a...
But if they're at civil war, they're busy.
Yeah, they're pretty busy. Oh, well, let's see. Slash. There was a...
Before they get random, they're all sisters. Before they get randomly killed in some Star Trek movie.
Yeah,
that was
like, up the head.
You know,
why did that kill them?
Well, hold it. How did they die? What happened?
They got blown up by, their allies or something.
Oh, yeah. It was stupid Star Trek. The Duras sisters got killed in the last Star Trek movie, where they were, like, dealing with the Sorin or whatever they are.
I didn't actually see the last Star Trek movie.
Just as well.
Yeah, it's an odd number.
That's what I figured. It's definitely an odd number.
No, actually, if you have diplomacy, you can roll that. You know, diplomacy, Klingon.
I have diplomacy.
But you can roll diplomacy.
6.
You can't really think of a reason why the Klingons would want to kill the leaders and cause instability in this particular planet.
Okay.
And that's just a twist Klingon, but chances are it's much more likely to be, you know, a Romulan plot. They just have some, you know, poison chiclets or something.
Sure.
You know, tell Shira, they're everywhere.
True. We keep finding them everywhere.
Okay.
I'm gonna kill Chris.
All right. So
kill Chris.
So you've seen the grave.
Okay.
This isn't visible.
So he appears to have died of natural causes, and there was no Klingon virus stuff going on. Okay.
Right. Laid out the clues, and I gotta make sure to bring it back. Going off in tangent.
Okay. So how far spread among the other population was it?
In terms of the... Well, I'll make another roll for you.
Roll for what?
What?
You
know,
your tricorder. So we're
perception or logic?
Have perception.
Yeah. Not that good. None.
Okay. Well, in terms of for the Mariposan, it's pretty much Granger, his assistant, like her boyfriend, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So it definitely originated in Granger.
But when he wakes up, we'll ask him if he had contact.
Right. Well, we can check with the assistant. You know, what's he been up to the last couple of days?
Okay.
It was about a couple of days along or something.
Mm-hmm. And so who did he meet?
We'll try to go over.
Oh, okay.
Movement the last couple of days.
Computer research role?
Well, I'll talk to the assistant.
You're talking to the assistant, so maybe... That's all.
Is that a separate skill?
Yeah. It's like
skills
for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Well, I'll question her in that case.
Out of persuasion.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. No way. No, this one.
What sex is this person? She's,
you know. Okay. So... Does it?
So there's a fast box to
go. Yeah.
Okay. So I have two dice. Does empathy count?
What?
Does empathy count?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
So you get 12?
What? 12? How did I...
Oh, do you have a skill?
No, I don't have... Well, why would I get 12?
9.
So, 6 plus 3 is... 9. No.
Okay, alright. Okay, so she said...
Does that have other numbers on it?
I love this die, man. Don't touch this die. I'm very kidding you, man. Don't buy this off yet.
He's been pretty much working here, you know, it's looks for the calendar, his calendar. You know, he just had, he likes to go on a drive out in the country, you know, every 2 or 3 days,
okay.
Like 3 times a week, so he did that. That's why he, met some other political figures.
Okay, but they weren't sick.
Yeah.
So when did he go on his drive?
Because we know to win the day.
Oh,
he got sick.
Yeah, he had a drive, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
And where
did
he
got
sick?
Where did he go with? He usually goes by himself. You know, he says he needs to be alone.
Okay.
You know, he just started it recently.
Do the cars?
Okay.
Do you have the cars have onboard computers that track where they go or anything like that?
No.
Okay. If I have to talk to what's her name?
So, does his car have a note on?
No.
So, has she been joining him on his little country trips? They've been meeting each other?
He has country trips? No, I'm telling you about him.
Huh?
The two-timer. Obviously, he's been seeing someone else.
Is she lying?
Oh, we can
look at her reaction genuine?
You can make it up to be true. Or something.
Okay, let's see. I'm there again. So minus 1. But I missed it that I had the empathy bonus, so that's plus 1.
Okay.
Okay.
7, 8.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
she doesn't even lie. He seems to be generally surprised at about these, so-called trips that he's been taking. Obviously, probably meeting some hussy on the boondock.
Maybe we should ask him if he wakes up.
We're going to have to wait for him to wake up, I think.
I'm going to go back over my scans on him. He doesn't try to be checked.
So does he
suddenly acquired any Romulan DNA or anything?
That would be very hard to spot. Yes, well, depends. But that is pretty hard to spot. If he's a genetic. You mean like a genetic pathology area?
Yeah.
No, that would be very hard to spot with a tricorder. But you can go.
Okay. I've been really, my dice have been hot today.
Sure.
Logic?
No.
Good. Damn it. So that's only
okay,
a 10.
Well, for now we need to wait for him to wake up.
Think
of anything else brilliant.
When he wakes up, then he's in my mind.
Let's see.
as human as, well, not either of you.
And I'll take that as a compliment.
Is that someone at your door there?
So, so anyone who would have wanted to, if anyone who would want to kill
Cleon disease,
well, at all, or kill your father, and who would be in charge over
sure
there?
My father had enemies, and you know, sure, Wilson had enemies, but you know, definitely from like you know, on our side, none of us have that kind of deviousness.
Sure,
you know, we didn't like them. Go out and you know, stab them or pitchfork or something. Get them over with a 2x4.
Sure.
That's just making them bloody pulp.
Calm down.
I don't know about them. There are both.
So, yeah. Who ends up in charge?
Powers.
Who ends up in charge over there if he dies?
So he's got his the PDD prime minister.
Okay. And we should go meet the PDD prime minister.
Bob Greener or something like that.
Okay. So we'll see if we can meet with the deputy prime minister.
Well, let's go there. Okay. All right. So you go meet the prime minister, the DD. Oh, So is Wilson okay?
I think he'll be all right. We just need some time.
Terrible.
We're just wondering. If anybody has anything particularly against him.
Yes, him? Oh, what would they? He's an upstanding citizen. He's been leading us for years.
Okay, so he recently started taking these little country trips. Do you know anything about that?
Country trips? I asked him about that. He said, he's the stress of the negotiations. He needs to clear his mind more.
Do you have any idea where he went to?
I don't know. He just kind of, will drive off for a few hours and then drive back, every three times a week. Pretty much been doing it for the last couple months.
Did he seem different when he come back from his trips?
It's hard to say. He's a very, kind of man. Occasionally he'd be, preoccupied a bit, but, But in general, he seems to.
Okay.
Seem much the same.
So,
I'm going to check if there's any information that can figure stuff because it's in the arm, if it says anything.
Okay.
If if he had died, you would take over, or would there be an election, or how does that work?
Well, I'd probably take over the negotiations temporarily, and then we try to have an election as soon as reasonably possible.
Okay.
Naturally.
So how do you? So how do you stand on the issues?
Oh.
The 11.
What do you want to find out about the church?
Anything about the pulling on to visit to his staff?
He's been visiting, once a month for the last,
month
year.
Where is he based at?
Oh, he travels around. He only stops by here once.
He stops by once a month.
Right.
Okay.
Pretty much the only thing he drops off is the chicken.
Ah.
Okay, so he
So like a week ago he dropped off some, and then a month ago.
Can I find out how much he dropped off exactly?
He drops off.
So
you think for a couple people for a month?
So
how much was buried with Bob there?
cause? Oh. Let's see. About he died then about 3 weeks for one person.
Okay.
Okay, so, but there was a delivery after...
There was like a delivery a week before he died.
Okay, and then there was a delivery 3 weeks after he died. Why did they take delivery of it if he was dead and nobody else drank it?
Good question. But, you know, that's just a computer.
More than one person drinks this stuff.
For the most part, I pretty much follow, you know, Wilson's policy. Yeah. I mean, I got no real opinion too much about the Bringoli, but, you know, we obviously have to make sure that whatever government, you know, is established, you know, somewhat stable and rational.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's pretty
well. By the way, since the guy's unconscious, I'm going to examine their medical one, and see if they can handle artificial insemination, such as that kind of thing.
See if you can check over their record on from when the guy died.
Okay, I do so.
So what do you need to check? Do you want to just check them out?
Just check, you know, go over their records. See if anything looks funny. See what they decided to call the death was all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to ask around. I'll talk to the...
Logic
again.
Sure.
And with Brenna.
Yeah.
Again, if I have to, just find out who else might have drunk this stuff, and or who took the delivery of the last shipment, you know, and why, and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, you look at their medical records, and pretty much all they say, you know, they didn't really do that good of a job, well, that thorough of a job, because it wasn't really. But pretty much, you know, they also think they just said, you know, stroke.
Okay. But it doesn't look like it was a deliberately slipshod affair.
No, it just wasn't extremely thorough.
In this universe, does drinking do much of this stuff? Called a stroke?
Too much alcohol can cause a stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, just the Klingon stuff, not necessarily, although it was pretty really strong, you know. And then you asked Brenna. Oh, Brenna was not impressed. I can't imagine anybody went with horrible stuff. Certainly I don't know any other Bringoli.
Because, like, excuse
perhaps me. One of the Mariposans, but, you know, or perhaps it was mistakenly delivered, since he, you know, probably traded him. He didn't know that, you know, Oldal was dead.
Well, who would he deliver it to?
Well, he would, deliver it over to the Mariposa city. They have a little transporter, freight handling thing.
Okay.
You know, so I'll probably check with her.
Okay,
I'll
go check with their shipping and receiving then.
Okay, make a... bureaucracy skill. Administration bureaucratic manipulation. That's not. All the clues are there. There are more characters than you would have.
Five.
Okay, so you talk to
seven would be good.
Yeah. But five you can probably talk to. You can talk to a... You know, some people with
Yeah, he just dropped it off. Said it was already paid for or something, and, you know, it should be, you know, bin 12, Moxie.
Alright,
I
go look.
Sure. He takes you over there. There's a little crate there.
Okay. So, who...
You want to check it out? Oh, that's fine. That's not the red container. Well, let's go, you know, so he opens it up and, you know, just sling his items. Obviously not the cheaper.
Okay, so like what?
I don't know, break or something.
Okay.
So, he says, oh, you know, must have made some kind of mistake. We'll have to go find it. You know, it's not, it wouldn't be good to leave the crate. You know, it cost me more job, although I wasn't on shift.
So, is this a large warehouse or something?
Not too large. It's like,
okay, let me see if I can find
it. It's like, you know, about as big as, they were just at it.
All right, let me see if I can find Klingon alcohol in my tricorder.
Okay, go
Okay,
you do a scan of the warehouse. Doesn't take, you know, a few minutes. You don't find any alcohol.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be any of the other things.
So, this stuff is dropped off once a month.
Yes.
How much? And then who picked it up from here?
Oh, usually,
And how is payment arranged?
Well, I don't know if payment was arranged. I think, you know,
with the cleanup.
You know, it had already been paid or something. A couple months in advance. And usually they drop off, 1K. You know, I suppose if you're a drinking person, it'd be enough for, you know, a few weeks. They didn't actually drop off a double of glass of cards. So they thought, you know, they dropped off
okay.
The cases.
And then you picked it up.
You know, the just like there's a shipping company. Gulf and Connelly Group.
Okay, I'll talk to them.
Connelly and Connelly. Okay. All right, so you talk to them. Make a. Charm.
You mean to do research on the. Surrounding the governmental merger.
Okay.
Rather than get caught up in this, you know.
Please, you go around questioning people all the time.
Nine.
Oh. Yes, we, yeah, we usually, you know, deliver it over to the Bringula account. Through Dan Willow's house.
Nine.
Well, that's what he said.
Okay.
You know, usually deliver to.
So, there have been double shipments the last couple times. Have you been delivering the whole thing to his house?
Oh, Heather. Oh, let me look at my record. Oh, yes. Yeah, for some reason, Prime Minister Granger, you know, has been ordering things the last couple months.
Okay.
So that's where we delivered, you know,
to his apartment?
Yeah, to his apartment.
Or his office. Okay.
To his office.
So you've made the last delivery even though Denloy was dead?
Yeah, I mean, the thing was paid for.
Okay. You delivered it straight to his house did his daughter take delivery? Who took who signed for it?
Oh. It was... It was the, well, it looks like, you know, the deputy prime minister was there. No, I'm afraid.
The deputy prime minister was in the green light camp.
Yeah.
At their leader's house and took delivery of it.
Yeah. Oh, probably they were, you know. He just happened to be there.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Negotiation or something.
The deputy prime minister and the prime minister are the same clone?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're sure it was the deputy prime minister?
No. They all look the same to me. I mean, you know, us Donnelly clones. Yeah. All the other clones look the same to us.
Okay.
But, you know, that's fine. Certainly we're not, you know, we've gone past, you know, all those foolish border games we do as a kid.
Sure.
You know, when they were all wee young clones. When they were out.
Okay. Odd. So, but you actually delivered two cases this month?
Yeah, we delivered one to the bail of the house and one to Ranger's office.
Okay, so what was the deal with the missing case and then back in the warehouse?
Oh, shoot. That was right.
Did you just drop a ball?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so was there supposed to be a missing case or not?
There is.
So was there a case missing from the warehouse or not?
I'll say no.
Okay.
It was delivered normal.
Alright. So forget that.
There was never a missing case. The guy was just confused.
Obviously.
Okay. So. Last month, before what's-his-name died, two cases were dropped off.
Correct.
One was delivered to the Prime Minister, one was delivered to the other guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then, after he was dead, two cases were dropped off. One was delivered to the Prime Minister, who... Did he sign for his own shipment?
He signed for that particular shipment, yeah.
Okay. And then
the
Deputy
Prime Minister
signed for...
Right, and Deputy signed for the other one.
Can I see the receipt?
Sure. Anything to help out? Certainly. Do you have some kind of forgery skill? I believe there's this.
No.
Forgery.
No,
you can roll it anyway. It's in this one.
Okay.
But well, you have sophisticated computer
perception.
Yeah, right. Yeah, perception.